'Tis the gift to be simple. 'Tis the gift to be free. 'Tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right. That is called Simple Gifts. It was written in 1848. And you've probably heard that melody thousands of times in your life. And today, what we are doing with this simple gift of music, the turn, turn in that, this actually is it's a shaker hymn. It's not even a hymn. It's actually a dance tune. The Shakers were not austere people. The reason they were called Shakers is they loved to shake it. If you think about the Whirling Dervishes, it's the same idea. They connected with God through motion, through dance, through physical moving of the energy. And what we're going to do today with this is we're going to look at this turn, turn is actually a dance instruction, but it's also the metaphor, because how many times have we heard through scripture and new thought and wisdom and mysticism, turning away from and turning to, turning away from a problem, turning away from the things that look like chaos or our judgments or our perspectives, and turning to peace, turning to the golden key idea of simply turning to God when we don't know what else to do. So what we're doing today is you guys get to sing a lot. This is our musical thank you note for the gift of music. And I'm so delighted today, and I want to introduce Monica Michelle, who was a first time at our women's retreat this year, but Monica was Monica and her husband Rick were a couple of the folks that Cynthia and I went to Italy with earlier this year. Shameless self-promotion, not self-promotion, she is a brilliant playwright as well. And a wonderful friend and singer and a big family of singers. And of course, Gail Gonzalez, who you all know and love, is joining us today on vocals. Yes, and Jeff Stocky. And Rick Furley. So, all of the quotes, the mystics, the philosophers, everybody that have talked about music, the picture that was, yes, there he is, with the headphones on, Martin Luther. Next to the word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. And he also said, music is the art of the prophets that can calm the agitations of the soul. It is one of the most magnificent and delightful gifts God has given us. Plato said, music is moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm to the gaiety of life and to everything. Leonardo da Vinci said, music is the shaping of the invisible. And even Nietzsche said, without music, life would be a mistake. He was kind of a downer, but, you know, you just gotta understand it. So what we know, if you think about all of your favorite songs from the beginning of when you listened to music up until today, if you really think about it, music, everything in music is about relationships. Not only the mathematical vibrations of tone and harmony and counter, you know, all of those things, melody, rhythm, but the relationships of the span of human emotion. Our favorite rock and roll songs that inspire us, or, you know, we're in love or we're out of love, and we're angrily out of love, or we're morbidly out of love, and nobody's ever going to love me again, and, you know. But we're also inspired to do better. We're also inspired to connect with people. When you think of the social justice songs over the years, and not just in our country, but across the world, most folk songs were social justice songs. Because what soothes the savage beast more than a song when we're agitated, right? So we're going to start with one of these, and this is one of my songs. And it was written. This was written as a prayer. It was written as an expression of gratitude for knowing the power that we have, the power that we have to choose to be the change we want to see in the world, to be the love we want to see in the world, all of those things, and being in the present moment. And we're going to start out with really simple lyrics, and all you have to sing is la, 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 la. Does that work? Okay. You can do that? Excellent. And sing out, Louise. Here we go. La, la, la. Out to my brother with the arms of love, a love that knows no bounds. There is strength and there is courage enough to go around. And when I listen to my sister with the ears of love, there is patience and forgiveness, compassion and light. Through the eyes of love, everything's clear. Living in the moment, living right here. The hands of love with my neighbors across the land. With love as the foundation, we got a real good place to stand. Through the eyes of love, everything. Living in the moment, living right here. Through the eyes of love, there is only one heart and one mind, and an army of harmony dancing to the rhythm of life. La la la. Couple more of those. La 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 la. When we see this world through the eyes of love, love so deep in our hearts, everything is beautiful. Everything's clear, living in the moment, living in the moment. Ooh, living right here, through the eyes of love, through the eyes of love. There is only one heart and one mind, and an army of harmony dancing the rhythm of life. La 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 la. Through the rhythm of life. La 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 la. To the rhythm of rhythm of life. La 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 la. Nicely done. Nicely done, y'all. So St. Augustine had said way, way back when that when we sing, we pray twice. And what better way than with this one, because we all know it. We have heard it many times. It has brought us to our center. It has brought us that peace and that groundedness when all else seems to be failing. And when the rest of our world seems to be blowing apart, what do we know? We know our connection to God, the amazing grace of God's love. So we're going to sing. You ready? That taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How blessed did that grace So in all of our loving of music, popular and otherwise, whatever it might be, you can't go wrong with a Lennon and McCartney song, right? And not the one that we normally do here, but this one is the gratitude, the grateful expression for our relationships with each other. Amazing Grace is our relationship with God, and Eyes of Love is reaching across the world, but in my life, yeah. And isn't it cool that your favorite song or any song that just as soon as you hear the title, it takes you to a time and place in your life? That is the one of the powers of music, to be able to bring back the people, the places, the things, the time, the age you were, every feeling, all the feels that you were feeling in the moment. And then you think about it, and what happens? It's just like, oh my gosh, and then that happened, and oh my gosh, and that person was in, oh my gosh, that was 40 years ago. Oh. But we go back in our minds immediately to where that hit us. And where does it hit us? It hits us right in the heart. Hits us right in the heart. And that is the power of music. It's the power that moves us in that place of love, even if it was a broken heart. It moves us so deeply. So this is that place of alchemy. Looking back over our history in our lives, in my life. You ready to sing? Okay. There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All the places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you, and these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never bruise affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. Stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you Finally, we know the power of music to bring us to the present moment. As I said, boom. It can take you to the past, but it can bring us to the present moment. And a lot of times people ask me, they say, I want to meditate, but I think it's so hard. I don't know how to do it. I can't shut my mind off. And my recommendation is always start with music. Just find a piece of music that will take you into that place. No words necessary. As Hans Christian Andersen said, where words fail, music speaks. So that's a place to start. We let music open our hearts so we can calm the mind. That's also a place to focus. Focus on our heart so that we turn this off. Go right into here again, back to the golden key. Turn to God, period. God is. So what I'd like you to do is move into this place of your open hearts. We could sing all day, trust me, I could. This would be so much fun. But you have things to do, and we'll plan it, okay? We'll plan one where we just sing for 6 or 7 or 8 hours straight. Does that sound good? Okay. So I'd like you to breathe into that heart space right now and feel that love and that joy of connecting. The joy that I feel when I get to do this, when I get to play, when I get to sing. And certainly the joy I get to hear you singing back to me, something that came through me to write. So connect with that joy. Connect with that love. Connect with that spark, that place when we are silent, when we have centered, when we hear that still small voice that says, "This is who you really are." And who you really are is love. It's a simple gift. Everybody gets it. And just rest there. Know that you are divine. You are God expressing, so you can't be anything else but good and divine. And we are here to inspire. We are here to hear the inspiration for our lives so that we reach and we grow. And expand in being those divine expressions. The simple gift of love. Powerful. And as you are in that space, that heart space, that open, soft, warm place of love, I ask you to just remain, and where you feel like singing, please do. When we open our hearts and cast our love across the seas, we will share our light with the rising sun, and we'll know who we've come here to be. Oh, when we open our eyes and recognize the possibilities, we will share our minds, and when day is done, we will know who we've come here to be. A light for justice, a light for hope and peace like the world has never known. So much. I'm all turning, whirling dervishes kind of thing going on here.